With WXBR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Food for Kids is once again calling for hundreds of volunteers to help package food. The annual event next weekend in Minocqua helps feed families locally and across the world. As WXPR's Katie Thorson explains, this year's event comes as the need for food is higher than ever.
This is the 16th year the Food for Kids event will be held at Lakeland Union High School. Volunteers will spend their Saturday packaging meals, helping the event surpass 2.5 meals since it first started. Megan Anderson is the Food for Kids Northwoods co-chair. She says last year they packaged more than 243,000 meals. The goal this year is to package 300,000.
The need alone just from our local food pantries and backpack programs is so high. And then whatever we don't use, we put back on the truck, and then they'll send it wherever it's needed.
Anderson says 19 local food pantries and backpack programs will receive food. That's an increase from 12 2 years ago. To help meet this increased need, Food for Kids is adding more tables, which means more volunteers are needed. They're looking for 500 to 600 people. Anderson says they especially need people for the second shift, as well as set up on Friday and clean up Saturday afternoon.
I used to go and package with my kids as a volunteer, and you know, it was a lot of fun. You know, we felt really good after we got done packaging, and you know, we were able to help so many people in a really short period of time. And I thought, like, this is a great thing to teach my kids to be, you know, caring of children, other kids that are less fortunate in the area and throughout the world, too.
The shifts have been moved back an hour this year. The first one is from 9 to 11. The second is from 11:30 to 1:30. You can sign up for a shift ahead of time or show up day of. We have a link to sign up at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The Michigan Department of Natural Resources now has the mining rights to more than 8,000 acres beneath Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park. It was part of a recent land exchange between the DNR and the Keweenaw Land Association Limited. The DNR Chief of Parks and Recreation said the trade allows the DNR to better protect park resources in the Porcupine Mountains. No money changed hands in the deal, as the mineral-for-mineral exchange was considered a fair value trade. Michigan bought the land that is now the Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park for $1 million in 1944. Additional land was purchased between 1947 and 1955 from the Keweenaw Land Association, but the association kept the mineral rights under those lands. Prior to this transaction, the state did not own about 45% of the minerals underlying the state park. Areas remain where the minerals are severed within the park boundaries. The deal does not include lands associated with the Copperwood Project being developed by Highland Copper in the southwest corner of the park. We are less than 3 weeks away from the presidential election. The Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf is urging people to go to the source for accurate election information. In a press conference Wednesday, Wolf said her office has been contacted by some concerned voters. They got messages saying if they didn't register online or mail by the deadline yesterday, they wouldn't be able to vote. That is false. You still have time to register at your municipal clerk's office or at the polls on election day. Wolf says people that get mailings or text messages from third-party groups should go to their local clerk if they have any questions about what they're seeing.
I get very frustrated when these groups send out information and they don't get the facts right because it confuses voters. And so I tell voters, let's just cut through all of that noise, go right to the official source. If you're seeing questionable information, let's just ignore that, go to the official source, which is your local clerk, your county clerk, your state election official.
Most questions about elections can be found on the My Vote Wisconsin website. You can see your registration status, learn how to register, see what's on your ballot, and find out where to vote. The election is Tuesday, November 5th. All three election workers in a central Wisconsin town of about 800 people have resigned over a long-standing dispute. The resignations came just ahead of in-person absentee voting in the crucial swing state and a month before the November 5th election. An interim clerk was appointed last week to oversee elections in Westfield. Over 500 people cast ballots there in the 2020 presidential election. The Wisconsin State Journal reported Wednesday that the dispute that led to the resignations is part of a long-running local rift related to a former town board chair who lost a recall election last month. Groups that advocate for clean water are plotting the EPA's new rule on replacing lead pipes, but they warn that the drinking water in schools remains at risk. More from Kathleen Shannon.
The agency has set a 10-year deadline for most utilities to replace lead service lines, but omitted requirements for schools to replace the water fountains or plumbing that have lead components. John Rumpler with the Environment America Research and Policy Center says it's up to school superintendents and legislators to ensure students' water is safe.
This final rule now dispels the illusion that the federal government is going to come and do the clean water homework for the state.
Several decades after the dangers of lead pipes were established, more than 9 million remain in use. The toxic metal is particularly dangerous for children and can lead to brain or nervous system damage, delayed development, and behavioral problems. Rumpler says the EPA missed an opportunity to better protect students, although a growing number of states and cities are now requiring lead filtration systems.
If you're a school district, consider doing what Philadelphia, San Diego, Detroit, Milwaukee, and so many other school districts are doing voluntarily to get the lead out and ensure safe drinking water for kids.
To help rural towns and cities comply with the new rule, the EPA is making an additional $3 billion available through the bipartisan infrastructure law. The measure initially provided $15 billion to help cities replace their lead pipes, but government officials estimate the total cost will be several times higher. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.